Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, friends. It is Friday, December 28th, 2012. This is Mike Adams sitting in for Alex Jones. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show, and for the next 3 hours, we will be broadcasting live, bringing you the latest red alerts on all fronts. We've got, of course, the First Amendment under attack right now through Facebook and social media censorship. That story, more details will be coming out here today. We've got the Second Amendment under major assault now through Senator Feinstein's efforts to try to confiscate all guns or force you to register your guns with your fingerprints and the serial numbers of all the guns. So gun confiscation is upon us in America today. We've got Alex Jones himself will be in studio in 2.5 hours, but until then, we're going to be interviewing Lenny McGill, the founder of GlockStore.com in California, with his comments on gun confiscation, gun control, Senator Feinstein's, can you even call it a proposal? It's really just a piece of insanity. But anyway, he'll be joining us to talk about that. We've also got Kelly O'Mara, the author of Psyched Out, joining us to talk about the dangers of psychiatric drugs and the links between those psych drugs and violent behavior and school shootings. Turns out most of these shooters are on these psychiatric drugs. And, of course, you've heard about the psychiatric industry here on InfoWars before. We're going to go over that in more detail today. Doug Hagman is also going to be joining us in the third hour today with additional details from the intelligence community. A lot of breaking news is happening there. Yesterday on the show, you heard about ammo stockpiling around the country. The U.S. government, of course, has purchased 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition to be used domestically, including 40 caliber hollow point rounds. That was covered by InfoWars earlier in the year. Those also include sniper rounds that are now being stockpiled, we confirmed yesterday here on the show, stockpiled at ammo depots around the country. And it is now becoming very clear that that ammunition is to be used to kill Americans, to kill American patriots, American veterans, soldiers, and anybody else that the globalists can eliminate by causing a civil war. So on this day, we are facing a very dark future, and we're going to bring you all those details here as the show unfolds. We've also got some other breaking news, and we've also got some solutions. So I know that this is a dark hour for America, but we've got some good news. We've got some solutions. I'll be breaking those down for you as we continue with this show. And by the way, one of those pieces of good news is the fact that Senator Feinstein, by just showing her cards and saying it is about gun confiscation, it is about nationwide gun registration, just like Adolf Hitler did in the 1930s, it is about fingerprinting you and building a government list of who owns your guns. By her putting that out yesterday, now, all of those people who once thought that any talk of gun confiscation was conspiracy theory, they now are awakening. Yes, thank you, Feinstein, for awakening tens of millions of patriots to reality, which is that they are coming for your guns. They're going to destroy your First Amendment, your Second Amendment. The Fourth Amendment is already destroyed thanks to the TSA at the airports. They're coming for everything. So we've got all of that news, plus a lot more straight ahead, including there is teachers in Utah are now being given firearms training to carry concealed weapons to help protect children in the schools there in Utah. We've got also, check this out, the dead body of Adam Lanza, the supposed shooter at Sandy Hook, is now being harvested by scientists to create DNA profiling so that you can be labeled evil if you share DNA with that shooter. That's how insane things are getting now in America. All of that news, much more, plus those guests and your calls coming up right here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with all those details and much more. Stay with us.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This is Friday, December 28th, 2012. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, filling in for Alex today for the first 2.5 hours. Alex will be joining us, taking over the studio. It is his studio, so he'll be here in 2.5 hours to continue the show and go into overdrive, and he's going to be interviewing Doug Hagman during that segment and also offering some additional commentary. Now, obviously, if you're just joining us, we are at red alert levels everywhere. Across America, the assault on our liberties, our freedoms, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights is intense. It has never been more intense. The situation has never been more dire, but there is real justification for hope for solutions because so many Americans are already armed, and I mean law-abiding Americans, police officers, returning military veterans, active duty veterans, farmers, ranchers, Second Amendment supporters, competition shooters, people who just enjoy the hobby of shooting, they are armed like never before. And in fact, one of the most important realizations in all of this is that since the Sandy Hook shooting, which itself has all sorts of questions, for example, there's a video we're going to run later, guys, show news announcing that the AR-15 Bushmaster was actually left in the car, wasn't even involved in the shooting. So that hoax that this was a, quote, assault rifle massacre, we're going to expose that right here. It was actually carried out with handguns, not AR-15s. But One of the things that happened in the aftermath of that shooting is that it looks like about 10 million firearms are newly in possession of law-abiding American people since that shooting, because there was such a mad rush to go out and buy AR-15s, to go out and buy bolt-action rifles and handguns and shotguns and everything you can imagine. So the media, by hyping this up and engaging in their emotional fear manipulation campaign, they have actually succeeded in arming America to the teeth, which is good. It's good for patriots because it means more distribution of power, less of a risk of a monopoly of violence in the hands of the government alone. We've got more firearms in the hands of people and also ammunition. Have you noticed that you can't buy magazines or ammunition now just about anywhere? Try all the online websites, you know, Ammo to Go, Midway USA, Brownells, all the sites, Cabela's, you name it, they're all completely wiped out of virtually every piece of ammunition that existed in the supply line, which means that, and by my estimates, by the way, 10 million firearms were sold and a billion rounds of ammo were put in the hands of law-abiding citizens all across America. Now, the government, of course, has stockpiled 1.6 billion rounds of ammo over the last year or so. And that's been covered here on InfoWars. And most of those rounds are designated for domestic use against the American people. So now we know. Now we know. Thank you, Feinstein, for showing your cards. Now we know what that ammo is truly for. It's not a conspiracy theory to say they're coming after your guns. It's not a conspiracy theory to say that ammunition is being stockpiled to be used against the American people. We now know that that is fact because those are hollow point rounds. You can't use them in wartime. It's a violation of the Geneva Convention. They're mostly 40 caliber hollow points, which is not even used by most soldiers. They tend to use 9mm, for example, NATO sizes, NATO calibers. And they also include sniper rounds. So here's a cartoon that we just released last night, Counterthink cartoon. That's I'm the creator of that series. But the cartoon is called Guns Are Bad. Now, I know those of you listening on the radio can't see this, but you can. I believe this is posted on InfoWars.com. But let me just describe it to you. It's got Obama standing on top of a massive pile, a massive mountain of firearms and guns and ammo boxes labeled DEA, TSA, ATF, DHS, and other agency names. And it's got Obama pointing down from his mountain of firearms, pointing down at a farmer holding a ranch rifle, screaming, "Guns are bad." So this cartoon, which obviously I encourage you to just share this, post it anywhere you want, get the message out there. This shows the hypocrisy of the government saying, well, you can't have guns. You, the people, can't have guns because we have them all. We want to have them all. We have 1.6 billion rounds of ammo. We have all the advanced weaponry and full auto firearms in the hands of government, even though most American citizens only own semi-auto firearms. So the government already has a great imbalance of power in that realm of firearms, but it wants to make that complete. Hence the gun confiscation. Now, do you guys have that video ready about that assault rifle being left in the car? All right, let's run that because I want to get this point out there. This shooting in Sandy Hook was not carried out with a Bushmaster AR-15. It was carried out only with handguns. And why are there four handguns? Because there were at least two people, folks. I'm telling you, human beings don't have four arms unless you're eating genetically modified corn. You can't fire four handguns all at once. It's almost proof that there was more than one shooter involved. But let's go ahead and roll that video. It's only a minute and something. Go ahead. Let's take a look.
Pete Williams, our Chief Justice correspondent, has got some new information as well. Pete, good morning.
Matt, good morning to you. This continues to be a very complex investigation.
NBC
and
News.
A lot of contradictory information out there. But there is some new information this morning from a couple of federal officials and state officials. They say now that there were actually four handguns recovered inside the school, not just two, as we were initially told. four handguns, and apparently only handguns that were taken into the school. We knew that Adam Lanza, the man said to be the gunman here, also had a assault-style, AR-15-style rifle that he had taken to the school that was in the car he drove there, his mother's car.
In the
but
car.
We've been told by several officials that he left that in the car. We're also
well, there you go. That's all we need to hear. He left the AR-15 in the car. It was not used in the shooting. That right there from NBC News. And there you go. But that's never going to be talked about in the mainstream media ever again, because they've decided to go with the lone gunman theory and the AR-15 Bushmaster theory so that people like Feinstein, the most wretched evil witch to ever set foot on the floor of the U.S. Senate, in my opinion, so that she can then call for the mass disarmament of the American people, first starting with gun registration, and then, of course, inevitably ending up in gun confiscation. Now, there is a new petition that has been launched by InfoWars to try Dianne Feinstein for treason. Paul Joseph Watson has a story now posted on InfoWars.com. The latest White House petition garnering attention demands that Senator Feinstein be tried in federal court for treason against the Constitution, for her role in introducing legislation that would go a long way to repealing the Second Amendment. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I urge you to go to InfoWars.com. This is the top article, and you need to sign this petition. Don't be afraid of signing the petition thinking, oh, they're going to find out who we are. They already know who you are, okay? They've got all your tax records, all your property records, all your instant background NICS, FBI gun purchase records. They've already got that. Sign the petition. Send a message. Now, obviously, they're probably, at least in this administration, never going to charge Feinstein for treason. But just having a lot of people sign the petition makes waves throughout the media. And if there is a collapse and a new society that comes out of it, perhaps a new society based on the Constitution, imagine that, then it is very feasible that people like Feinstein could be tried for treason, and that others who are involved in the deliberate destruction of the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights could be arrested and prosecuted for their crimes against the American people and the Constitution. So this is not simply theater. This is a very serious issue. And anyone who goes out like Feinstein and attempts to destroy the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights and take away these freedoms and liberties that the American people have fought and died for in previous generations, those people that try to take these rights, in my view, they are criminals. And they need to be arrested and tried for their crimes against America. Now, getting back to the shooting, the DNA of the Sandy Hook killer, Adam Lanza, is now being harvested from his dead body to, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. This was off the charts. They're going to take his DNA, and they're going to then genetically profile everyone that they can then label as being a future killer if they share any DNA with Adam Lanza. You got that? They're going to harvest DNA from his dead body and use it to label you a potential future killer if you have common genetic traits. That is the story from Mail Online in the UK, and scientists are working on this. Again, this is the kind of tyranny we are dealing with. So now, not only are all gun owners supposedly evil, but if you even share a genetic code with Adam Lanza, and the point is that 99.8% of all human genetic code is identical anyway. So you already share genetic code with Adam Lanza. Senator Feinstein shares genetic code with Adam Lanza and probably some lizard people as well. Let's get David Icke to comment on that. But for sure, she shares genetic code with Adam Lanza, as do you, as does every human being on the planet. So this is the latest example of scientific tyranny, scientific dictatorship, to be able to say that anyone could be a future killer. This is pre-crime. These are thought crimes. The hammer is being dropped like just out of a dystopian sci-fi fiction film, where if you are even born with some of this DNA, you are immediately labeled a terrorist and you could be sent to prison just based on your genetic profile. That's what America has come to. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more right here on The Alex Jones Show.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's up, folks? This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today, wearing the InfoWars bullhorn shirt. I hope you can see that there. For those of you watching on PrisonPlan.tv, they have a great selection of shirts in the warehouse back there. Go to InfoWars Store. It's InfoWarsStore.com, right? Okay, InfoWarsStore.com, where you can find all this great gear. Now, This is the most important segment that I'll probably talk about today. Listen, we have a solution for some of this. But to understand that, we got to talk about the Facebook censorship that happened yesterday. Facebook has gone on a massive purge of all political speech that it does not agree with. This is a shutdown, a disabling of dozens of accounts of people who are posting political speech, the Bill of Rights, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. I think their account was shut down yesterday. Now, some of these accounts may be back on, including ours is back on today. But we were given a final warning, too, after posting our Gandhi quote, which made news yesterday. Where is my Gandhi quote? Anyway, I'll find it. But the Gandhi quote, oh, you have it right there. Thank you. Here it is. We posted this picture of Gandhi saying this, quote, "Among the many misdeeds of British rule in India, history will look upon the act depriving a whole nation of arms as the blackest." And, of course, by that he means the darkest. This is not, it's not about color. That quote got us suspended on Facebook. And we were just locked out. And I couldn't believe it. And then it turns out there was a massive purge taking place all throughout the day of other accounts, 9/11 truthers, InfoWars, writers and employees. Most of their accounts got disabled, suspended, deactivated, or shut down. The truth is, what's coming, folks, is far worse. I believe there's going to be a day where Google will purge all websites that support the Second Amendment. That's I don't know for sure. That's just my belief that they are probably going to do that. I believe that even Twitter, which has so far recognized free speech, may shut down the speech of those who advocate gun ownership, lawful legal gun ownership, you know, in the hands of law-abiding citizens who complete background checks. I believe that there is a massive crackdown. Domain names are going to be seized. DNS is going to be taken over by the UN. So there's a solution to that, and this is my red alert message to all programmers, to even hackers, even members of hacking communities that believe in liberty and freedom and underground information. This is my message to you. We need to build a peer-to-peer news and content distribution system without a centralized server. I've already spec'd out this project, and I can help oversee this project, and I can help promote it, and there is a revenue stream in it for anyone who can build this. It has to use port 80 traffic to look like regular HTTP web traffic. I'm not going to get too technical here, but I'm just throwing that out there. It has to, again, not be centralized, and it will have different channels. And all of the patriot and freedom-oriented websites and individuals will be invited to have their own channels on the system, including people like Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman, Gerald Celente, you know, Max Kaiser, and obviously InfoWars and Natural News and others in that same realm. Maybe even Drudge would want to use it. If you can build this, send an email to this address, p2p@naturalnews.com, okay? P2P, peer-to-peer. p2p@naturalnews.com. Get that email address out there. Send your contact information to us if you can build this or if you have a team who can build this. We can provide a small amount of seed money for this, but the real revenue stream will come when this is built and launched. Because, again, why is this a red alert? Why does this matter to everybody listening? They're going to shut down all the social networking of people who support the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights and liberty in America. They are going to seize the websites. There will be a day, trust me, when InfoWars.com will be seized and shut down. That day is coming. There will be a day when Natural News will be seized and shut down. We must have an alternate method to be able to reach people without going through the UN-controlled domain name server system. This peer-to-peer technology is the way to do it. And I founded and grew a software company in the past to a multi-million dollar company that even sold to many Fortune 500 companies. I know technology, I know how to build this, and I know there are people here in this studio right here in InfoWars who can help with this. Get the word out. Again, p2p@naturalnews.com if you can help build this system. Now, with this, we will have an unstoppable, non-censorable channel to get out information even during martial law. We will be able to get the word out to patriots. We will be able to get the truth out even as the White House is spreading lies and the mainstream media is spreading lies, which is virtually all it does these days. This is the solution. We can make this work. Stay with us. Much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show, including an upcoming interview with Lenny McGill from GlockStore.com about the gun control measures put forth by the Wicked Feinstein.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
And we're back on the Alex Jones Show here on this Friday, broadcasting live December 28th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex. I got to change my nickname, guys, I think, because I pretty much just write about liberty now. I think I got to be like the Liberty Ranger or something. Health is great. It's a great topic. But if we don't have liberty, we don't have health. And this is something that even some of my own readers don't understand yet. Most of them do, but a few don't. Look, if you want to have health freedom, if you want to have farm freedom and food freedom where you can buy raw milk, let's say, without being arrested, or where you can say no to the deadly aluminum, MSG, mercury-laden vaccines without being arrested and forcefully injected at gunpoint, you got to have liberty. All right? That, look, the Second Amendment is what makes possible every other freedom, including health freedom, medical freedom, food freedom, farm freedom, everything. So I'm gonna have to get a new nickname, I guess. Liberty something. All right, other news. Well, first of all, if you're just joining us, sign the petition to try Dianne Feinstein for treason. All right, that's up on Infowars.com right now. This creature who is an admitted enemy of America, an enemy of the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights, she is following in the footsteps of Adolf Hitler, probably her role model, to start with gun registration. And then once the government has a list of everybody who owns a gun, they will, of course, have gun confiscation. Because, you know how this will work? It's very simple. First of all, when this is being debated in the Senate, and that's coming up, they will simply stage another school shooting during the debate to drive home the votes. That's easy for them to do, pull off another stage shooting or another stage bombing of a government building like Oklahoma City. And then everybody will vote for the gun registration law. So then all the Americans who are running around on this guilt trip because suddenly they feel guilty for the actions of one lone nut somewhere, which wasn't even probably his doing. It was probably a government group that did it. All these people will go ahead and register their guns and their serial numbers and their home addresses. So then the government will have this massive list. Oh, here's a list, a big database of everybody who owns a gun and exactly where they live and exactly what they own. Well, then the government will stage another shooting. And at that point, people like Michael Moore, the self-propelled food processing slug, will say, oh, we already have a list of all the gun owners. Let's just have everybody now turn them in. Gun confiscation. And anybody who doesn't turn them in will just be labeled a terrorist. And there you go. That's how it happens. That's how it happened in Australia. That's how it happened in Ireland. That's how it happened similarly in Nazi Germany. And that's what's slated for America. But going against that, now helping to resist some of that madness, is none other than Sheriff Arpaio, who is, of course, you know, famous for investigating Obama's fake birth certificate. It's such a bad forgery. It's so bad. If I applied for a bank loan and submitted a document with that level of bad forgery, I would be arrested for a felony document forgery crime. Believe me, it is so bad that the American people can't see that is just amazing. But anyway, Sheriff Arpaio is sending an armed posse to protect schools. Finally, somebody in America is sending armed men to protect the children in the schools. And even better, where's that news article? Darren McBrain found this today. Here it is. In Utah. Let me get the right one here. Here it is. In Utah, they are giving concealed carry training to Utah teachers who are going to get special firearms training and be allowed to carry concealed weapons in their classrooms. Imagine that. Imagine being able to shoot back. Oh, my goodness. Look, the truth is, these school shooters, even when they are actually, you know, young kids who have been doped up on psychiatric drugs and who have been playing too many video games and they go in and actually shoot people, even when that happens, these kids commit suicide the minute they see somebody with an armed defense. They shoot themselves the moment a cop appears. And if a teacher just pulled out, you know, a Glock 19 or whatever, just pulled out a Glock 26, even a, you know, a 9mm, and just started blasting away at one of these shooters, the shooter would just turn around and kill himself instantly. The massacre is over. Done. Children's lives would be saved. Turn that school into a two-way shooting range is what you do. Two-way ranges don't last very long. Now, we've got actually an expert on all of this joining us now here on the Alex Jones Show. His name is Lenny McGill. He is the founder of GlockStore.com and based in California. He is an outspoken advocate of lawful firearms ownership. Many of his customers are law enforcement and military. And he's made many videos, YouTube videos and DVDs, and is really knows his stuff. He's an expert marksman himself, and I've watched many of his videos. He's a very, very well-informed guy, and now he is living in California, the realm of Feinstein, the wicked witch of the West, who is now trying to take our firearms. Lenny, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here, and sorry I'm a little bit late. The phones are just, you know, going crazy, and our phone lines, literally, we can barely get a line out, much less a line in, so it's been very, very busy.
Yeah. I figured that was the case. We were trying, our producers were trying to get a hold of you and couldn't get through. But now that you know what's going on, well, first of all, tell us, what are people calling you? What are they hammering you with today? What are all the calls about?
Everybody is in a panic situation to try to buy a firearm and or a high capacity magazine now, before anything happens, before any legislation comes about. So, in essence, what they've done, this government regulation is done, and hopefully you didn't hear all that, but hopefully they're stimulating, all these people who always thought about buying a gun, always thought about it, but never really did until now the government says, oh, you can't have one.
Yeah,
so the sales are just off the chart.
That's absolutely true. I remember, you may not even know, I'm a customer of your store. I actually purchased a Glock from you many months ago, and even then there was quite a wait time just because you do a lot of custom work. But what happened after the media started calling for gun grabbing? What is your wait time now if somebody tries to order a custom Glock from you today?
Well, we sell them both as a normal gun, just the standard gun itself, and we also do the custom work to them as well. The standard guns, we still have a fair supply of those. They are running very tight, so we can usually ship those out within 2 to 3 days. The custom guns are anywhere from 4 to 6 or 8 weeks.
Oh, well, that's not bad these days, because I was talking to a gun shop here in Texas the other day, a gun manufacturer, very well known. I'll just tell you, LaRue Tactical.
Sure, yeah.
Great, really high-end firearms, and I was asking them what was their wait time on firearms that were ordered, last week. And they told me, our only promise is that we're going to try to get all of the 2012 orders fulfilled by the end of 2013.
No, the sales numbers went off the charts literally last week, and the phone has not stopped, and the orders have not stopped. So, this pending legislation is creating a panic and a panic buying spree that we've never seen before in the industry.
Well, it's actually even achieving another form of gun control, because right now the wait time for a rifle is probably 6 months. Effectively.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. This is the challenge with this whole legislation is, if anything really does come to pass and new laws are enacted and draconian laws, much less, they're going to create this amazing, unbelievable, sinister black market for the same product. It's not going to go away.
Good point.
It's going to create more crime and more criminals, and everybody's going to be a criminal one way or another.
Yeah, it's like prohibition, but against guns. Yeah, you're only going to create a black market. You're going to have more violence, just like the Mexican drug gangs with the marijuana criminalization. I don't really even know where you stand on that issue, but the drug war has not been successful. And it's turned a lot of innocent people into criminals and filled the prisons.
Well, and a lot of people have died, and it certainly hasn't decreased demand and or availability in a sense. It's a terrible shame. And then this is what's going to happen with the same thing with these laws. They think they're going to pass it. They think it's going to really do something. That's not even the problem with this whole thing. It's just an oppressive government action. We're faced with taxes, and then, all these. California this year, in 2013, there's 800 new laws. 800 more laws, that literally anybody could be a criminal for just anything, at this point. There's 800 laws on top of everything else.
It's insane. And have you read Senator Feinstein's proposal for her dream list of gun control measures?
I did read over it, and it's hard to believe that, she feels that this is going to be the answer, because what we're seeing with these mass murders in the last year, you've got the guy in Colorado at the theater, you've got the kid out there in Tucson, and of course you've got this terrible tragedy up in Connecticut, is that every one of those people were diagnosed as mentally ill in some way or another. Every one of them were seeing a psychiatrist or psychologist.
Yes.
And every one of them were being prescribed these psychopsychotic drugs that have a side effect of rage, aggression, suicidal, and homicidal thoughts.
Oh, you just nailed it. But that's the issue that the mainstream media won't talk about. They don't want to talk about mental health. They don't really want to talk about the psychiatric drugs and their links to violent outbursts, or the fact that most of these firearms were actually stolen to be used in the crimes. It's not like, in fact, Adam Lanza was denied the ability to purchase a rifle multiple times.
Exactly. So the laws are working. But what's really the crime is this, is the fact that these pharmaceutical companies are making billions of dollars selling these drugs. And they know the side effects, they know the problems, and they don't publicize it because they control the lobbyists with these billions of dollars, and they control the media. If you watch the mainstream network news, I mean, anybody can watch it. This is not, you know, a conspiracy theory. Watch the news. How many advertisements are on the CBS, NBC, and ABC News, nightly news, that are pharmaceutical-related?
Oh, yeah.
And it's over 50%. And they're telling you about drugs you need to take for diseases you didn't know you had.
Well, diseases that don't even exist.
Right.
You know, social anxiety disorder, whatever. That's where you feel nervous if you're posting on Facebook. You need a drug for that.
Let me tell you this. My father's a doctor, and my brother's a doctor, so I'm very familiar with the medical community. And my brother's married to a psychiatrist. Her number one thing is to prescribe drugs. That's it. And that's what they do. They don't try to cure anything. They just manage it nowadays.
Yeah, you're well informed, man.
They manage these people with drugs, and they get them on drugs for life, and that's what the pharmaceutical companies are proposing and pitching to these kids, these young people in medical school. It's, hey, it's just, you know, get them on the drugs and everything will be fine.
Well, no, it's
so
even
what we're seeing a backlash of these, you know, these people who are unmanageable.
And every time there is a school shooting, they create trauma in another 100 kids, which they then diagnose with disorders and put them on psychiatric drugs. So you have this continuing multiplication of drugs and violence and drugs and violence. And the drug companies are making money from the whole thing. And people like Feinstein are using the dead bodies of these children as capital to pass their Adolf Hitler-inspired gun confiscation laws. It's insane.
It's totally insane, and I think the main thing that people, the citizens, the public has to be aware of, that I don't believe that any of these mass shootings have occurred without the presence of these drugs in the system of the perpetrator.
Good point.
I mean, Columbine is a good example. Those guys were on these drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And every one of these three people we talked about, Tucson, the theater in Colorado, and this latest guy, absolutely are all on psychotic drugs. So the real problem, I believe, is the way we're managing these mental health patients. You know, when I was a kid, and I'm, you know, 55 years old, wasn't that long ago. When I was a kid, there were state hospitals that they put these people into to get them away from society so they wouldn't injure or interfere with society, the people in society, and they would also protect themselves.
No, they want them running loose now because they can use violence to achieve their political agendas. Folks, if you just tuned in, we're talking with Lenny McGill, the founder of GlockStore.com. And he just said they've still got some Glocks available. So if you want to get some, go to GlockStore.com. And, of course, obviously, you can't order guns online. I mean, you can't. They just won't ship them to you. You got to ship to your FFL dealer. That's another liberal media lie that you can just buy guns online. No, you have to pick it up at your local FFL dealer. But you can still get Glocks at GlockStore.com. Now, I want to give out the 800 number. And a few calls and questions. Let me give that number out, 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. So go ahead and load up the phone queue, guys, when you can do that, let me know. And, oh, I see the board right here. So, Lenny,
yes.
What is the mood now, the people that you're talking to there in California, what is the consensus of this Feinstein gun control measure and what level of support or resistance is there to it?
Well, obviously it's pretty early to tell, but I'll say this, that yesterday in our retail store, we have a retail outlet here in San Diego, we were, you know, 5 feet. A friend of mine called me from Pasadena, and he was at Turner's Outdoorsman, who's another big retailer. He said, hey, I'm waiting in line. I've been here for 2 hours waiting to talk to someone. And he's, you know, this is a retail store. Now, obviously, just imagine that, you know, that you're waiting in line for 2 hours at a retail store, and the counter is right there, and there's 12 people in front of you, and everybody's got questions, and he's in line for 2 hours, and he's trying to buy an AR-15. And he says, you know, he called me. He said, do you have anything? I said, no, we're all of our AR-15s are sold out. He said, what should I do? I said, well, if you buy the first one you see because there's just not any available. So
yeah.
The mood is panicking. The mood is frenzied. As far as what we can do as citizens, this is a challenge because, you know, you really have a small group of people dictating legislation upon us that really are not. You have to ask yourself: are they looking out for the big picture? Is this a knee-jerk reaction to this, you know, tragedy up in Connecticut, or is there a sinister side of this that we don't even comprehend because we can't imagine that that our elected officials would be sinister?
Well, I can imagine that pretty easily.
That's you know, I mean, because in reality, you know, I mean, this is the first step. The disarmament of the people is the first step to control. And control people. And so, you know, then you look at these tax things that are happening right now, the fiscal cliff and all this other stuff, and you have to ask yourself, what's going on here? I mean, what's at play? Because the government feels like that your money is their money and that they decide that they can give you a little bit back. And, you know, that doesn't make sense.
Of course, it's total hypocrisy. Plus, Senator Feinstein, she's got her own armed guards. And all of these people have their own armed guards. Hey, Obama's children go to school in a school with 11 armed guards. That doesn't even count Secret Service. And Obama's now even on the record saying he wanted to become president so that his daughter could be surrounded by men with guns. So
why do they understand that? You know, and that's the total, you know, hypocrisy of that. Of course, the president, you know, children should be surrounded by armed guards. Obviously, that's good.
All right, Lenny, stay on the line with us, Lenny. We've got to go to break, but we're going to come back and take calls. We've got Larry, Sean, Baron, I remember his name, he called before, coming up after this break, so stay with us. We'll be right back with more calls for Lenny McGill from GlockStore.com. More questions and comments on gun control in America.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
back here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us live on this Friday, December 28th, 2012. This is the Alex Jones Show, and we're interviewing Lenny McGill of Glockstore.com. And this is Mike Adams filling in for Alex, obviously. But hey, Alex is here, and he will be joining us at 1:30 Central Time with a major announcement. So a very big announcement. So stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss it. Alex will be right here in the studio at that time. He'll also be interviewing Doug Hagman at that time.
Doing a fourth-hour overdrive.
Ah, here he is popping in. Fourth-hour overdrive. All right. Awesome. Good to see you, Alex. I never see Alex because when I'm here hosting, he's not here. So it's good to actually see you, man. Anyway, Lenny, you still on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, good. Let's go to Larry in Michigan, who's been holding. Larry, we don't screen your calls, but go ahead, sir, with your question for Lenny McGill on, hopefully, on gun control.
Well, it is. And I want to know, you guys think this is another Fast and Furious deal? This over on the East Coast, they give out the name of weapon holders and name and address so people can go break into their house, steal more guns, and... you know, that's another reason to take our guns away.
Yeah, that's true. They're treating gun owners almost like child predators or something, and posting them on the internet. What are your thoughts, Lenny?
Well, yeah, that's a disturbing fact and trend is to paint a gun owner as a nut or as a crazy person or as a a psycho lunatic type. And which is quite the opposite. You know, I mean, we see nowadays. The type of people who are buying firearms are women in their 50s, judges, lawyers, doctors, professional people, construction workers. I mean, it's across the board. It's not the stereotype of the guy in camouflage fatigues buying a firearm. You know, that's over. You know, people buying firearms are mainstream, normal family people who want to be able to protect themselves against the hordes of people who will be storming their doors when the government check stops going to them.
Oh, yes, moms and grandmas and aunts and uncles, too. A lot of women are buying guns today. Are you seeing that, too?
That's exactly what we're seeing. And we're getting calls from people, you know, who never had a firearm before and say, you know what, I want to get one now. And now's the time. I want to do it right now.
And you know, the secret is, in the liberal community, the secret is most liberals want guns for themselves. They just don't want guns for everybody else.
Well, they have them for themselves.
They do have them, yeah.
She has them registered to her. I mean, it's a fact. You know, she has guns. It's just that, oh, well, you know, I'm more responsible than you are. That's what she's
saying. Yeah. Well, hey, she's got, I guess, the genetic code granted by the globalists or something. Maybe she's got royal blood or you know, reptilian blood circulating through her veins.
There you go. That's a scary thought. But here's something I think we need to put on the table right now. The only way to get out of this mess is to call for term limits for all offices. We need to limit the amount of time these people spend in these powerful positions because power corrupts.
Yes.
And we're all human. And so that's what needs to be done. We cannot let these people be lifetime politicians and become perverted in their thoughts and their ways. And that's exactly what we're seeing at Feinstein and exactly what we're seeing in these, you know, Dick Durbin and all these other career politicians. They come up with these crazy thoughts because they're not citizens anymore.
No, they live the lifestyle of control freaks and gun grabbers, and they think that only they have the right to be protected. Okay, but thank you for your call, Larry. Very good question. Let's go to Baron. Stay on the line, all right? We'll come to you right after this break. And Lenny, please stay with us as well. We're going to continue into the next hour with Lenny McGill, an owner of a large Glock retailer in California, GlockStore.com. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today, who will join us at 1:30 with a major announcement here on the Alex Jones Show. So don't go away and don't miss that announcement. Come right back. We've got a lot more straight ahead right here on the Alex Jones Show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution's groups and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfowarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at InfowarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.